Have we lost our spiritual connection in life? David Essel here. For the past 45 years now, working in the world of personal growth, spirituality, relationships, etc. And, you know, it's come upon me very strongly that since the pandemic, and even before that, we're losing our spiritual strength. We're losing our spiritual connection. I mean, one of the ways we can look at that is, or look at this, as the number of churches that have closed, the number of churches that are combining with other churches because they don't have the congregants. Now, the population of the world is at 7 billion people, so it's not like we don't have enough people to fill the churches. But there's a major movement away from religion. There's a huge movement away from religion. And we can just prove it by the number of what I just said, the number of churches that are closing, the number of churches that are combining. So we're losing that whole focus that this country was built on, the faith, the practice of our faith, the practice of religion. And now I want to go into the world of spirituality. You know, a number of years ago, talking to individuals and groups about spirituality was welcomed all the time. And now it's becoming harder and harder. And yet it's that spiritual connection that we need so badly. Thich Nhat Hanh, before he passed, had this beautiful quote about the fact that the real work in this world right now should be spiritually connecting with each other. It's the only way we're going to save this planet, in his words. You know, what does it mean to be more spiritual? Well, of course, it means to be kinder, right? To be more communicative, to be more compassionate to people who maybe irritate us or people that have less than us. I mean, there's so much judgment from homeless individuals to drug addicts to alcoholics. I mean, the judgment continues to go up. And then we look at politics, right? I mean, spirituality and politics, of course, have never been bedmates, but they're even worse right now. We see the country extremely angry, which is the opposite of a spiritual life. You know, we see the country as incredibly judgmental, and that's the opposite of living a spiritual life. We see the country, in many cases, people really hoarding and hanging on to all this materialistic things, which in my opinion is the opposite of the spiritual life. You know, the spiritual life to me is a life of simplicity, of giving, of serving, of humility, of apologizing, of forgiving, of being of service, of lacking judgment. You know, all of these things that I'm sharing right now, one word after another, simply is the world of spirituality. In the world of spirituality, you don't have the dogma of religion. And if you love religion, keep going back to your religious temple or your church or your synagogue, whatever it is. I'm not anti-religious. As a matter of fact, I'm an all-faith minister, and I love doing sermons in churches when a minister needs days off. So I'm not against religion at all. But I am more towards the spiritual path. The path where you connect deeply within yourself to that greater, higher power, to that infinite intelligence outside of yourself, which is actually inside of yourself. Going back to Thich Nhat Hanh, you know, he says, the Christ is in you, the Buddha is in you, the Krishna is already in you, you know, and yet we struggle sometimes. And why do we struggle when we don't even realize that the Christ energy, Christ consciousness is in you and me. Buddha nature is in you and me. Krishna love is in you and me. Why don't we notice it? Well, we can't notice it if we don't have daily rituals reminding ourselves of how important a spiritual path looks like. And, you know, we created this unbelievable new book, Lessen Your Burdens and Lift Your Spirits, as a way to give people a new look at a completely different way to tap into the spiritual world. It's an incredibly unique program. It's one that I received, thank God, from Napoleon Hill of his book, Think and Grow Rich. I just took his work and spun it around to the spiritual world. But we need these spiritual rituals. You know, getting up in the morning, I've mentioned this before, I have all my clients go through breathing exercises, meditation exercises to start the day, even smiling exercises to release dopamine from the brain. You know, we look at that, and then we have people going and taking a big breath in traffic when they used to have road rage, and because of their spiritual practice now, they're able to what we call emotionally regulate, which is a big part of spirituality. Having more faith in you. Knowing that nothing is permanent in life. So whatever we're going through right now, the pain, the discomfort, the breakup of a relationship, whatever it might be, it's all short-lived. If we're doing the spiritual work, the meditation, the prayer, and all kinds of different things, like our brand new book that I just mentioned, we will have more compassion. We will have more patience. We will be less irritable. We will sleep better. We will start to take care of our bodies better. We'll start to eliminate the stress that we believe is an important part of our life. I know I followed that path for the longest period of time. We'll stop grinding. will start trusting in the power that what we're going through right now has lessons to teach us if we're open to learning. If we're not open to learning, the pain, the suffering, the grief, maybe the struggles with money or the struggles with relationships will only get worse. But if we look for the lesson, the spiritual lesson in our struggles, we will find some incredible answers. Do you remember Wayne Dyer's book, There's a Spiritual Solution for Every Problem? I mean, it's basically what I'm saying right now. The more we deepen our faith, the more we deepen our spiritual practices. Now, this isn't a head game. You know, I'm a spiritual person. I'm a religious person. None of that stuff matters. What are you doing to deepen that? How often do you meditate? How often are you doing your deep breathing exercises? How often are you journaling for gratitude? How often are you journaling for your joys and your wishes and your hopes for others, not just yourself? Listen, if I can help you at all, of course, this book that I just mentioned is free at our website, the Audible version. You'll absolutely love it. Lessen your burdens, lift your spirits. If I can help you at all, we offer everyone a free 20-minute session on the phone, where you can work with me one-on-one. We can focus on spirituality, or you can work with me one-on-one for 8 weeks and really get into the spiritual practice. Everything is at talkdavid.com, including 5 books with this one I just mentioned as an Audible for free. Everything's at talkdavid.com. Let's slow down and start putting more practice into our spiritual life. I'm David Essel. Have a beautiful day.